You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Mike Farron, and this is Early BP. What is early BP? It's not like we're getting on the field beforehand to take extra rounds of batting practice. Instead, what we're doing is getting to you the information from the BP show before it airs. You'll hear from Torrey Lovello. You'll hear our key interviews. All of that hours before the BP show starts. Today, the D-backs get ready to take on the Atlanta Braves in the first of a four-game series and a 10-game homestand. Yesterday, the D-backs with a big extra inning victory.
First pitch from Rowe. Swing and a soft line drive into right field. That's a base hit for Wilmer Flores. Scoring is Escobar Marte to third, and the D-backs have the lead on an opposite field base hit from Wilmer.
Well, you knew you were going to get a slider from him, and Flores, not a real good breaking ball hitter, but he's able just to get a piece of this ball right on the end of the bat and just bloop it into short right. And that's an RBI.
The D-backs 3-2 13-inning win over the Tampa Bay Rays gave them a 3-3 road trip. And now they come home to start a 10-game homestand with the Atlanta Braves, last year's champion of the National League East. The pitching matchup tonight, Mike Soroka makes the start for Atlanta. He's allowed two runs or fewer in all four of his starts this season. The D-backs will send Luke Weaver to the mound, coming off his best start in a D-backs uniform, allowing just one run in seven innings in Colorado. There was a roster move today as well, as the D-backs sent Taylor Clark to AAA Reno and recalled John Duplantier from AAA to take his spot on the roster. We'll get into the reason behind that and much more with Torrey Lovello, the manager of the D-backs. Torrey, it was a really good finish. What was the sense like after the game yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think we were all excited. You're one strike away from winning the game and closing it up in nine innings, and then you got to play four more innings. And we got staggered, I'm not going to lie. In the early part of the extra innings, I think the guys were trying to gain their focus and just get squared up a little bit. And once they centered themselves, they executed. And when you do that as a team and you lay down your guard for one another and good things happen, it's a very special feeling.
Archie Bradley yesterday was dynamite for those three innings of work. What did you see as the biggest difference for him?
Yeah, it was a fastball command. He's getting behind getting behind the ball, and the spin rate was fantastic. He was riding fastball up and squaring it up on the bottom of the zone as well. And he was using his curveball in a very, very effective way and got a lot of swing and miss. So they were quick, fast outs. I think that's when Archie's at his best. He doesn't really nibble at the zone. He doesn't, try to make something up and just allows his stuff to go out there and perform and speak for itself, and he did that for three great innings.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about command, right? And command, I think, in a lot of people's minds means work around the edges of the zone. How important sometimes is it just control your pitches, just throw strikes?
Yeah, well, we always battle internally here, control versus command. And some guys have good control, and that means they throw strikes, and some guys have good command, and that means they work that line, the box around the plate. Of course, we want command, and that to me is what all pitchers strive for. But in Archie's case, he's had some really good runs of power command, which is very rare. And so when it's not perfectly right, we just want him to be a power guy that can control the fastball in the zone and let it take off into different parts of the zone.
How happy were you for Zach Godley yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's those little victories, those little push moments that you're always trying to set up for the players, and when they execute it and they push through it and do something well and you see the smile on their face, it's one of the best parts of coaching. One of the best parts of being a teacher is to watch these guys have success. I've had some very difficult conversations with Zach, I'm not going to lie, over the past 10, 12 days, and he's working his tail off to make good things happen. So yesterday was good for him as well as a big win for the team, but I was most proud of him.
All right, you come back to face the Atlanta Braves starting tonight. You make a roster move before the game. Taylor Clark, who looked like he was set up to start on Sunday, mm-hmm. optioned to AAA for John Duplantier. What went into the move?
Well, there was a couple things. First of all, Taylor threw the ball extremely well. Once again, those are hard send-downs, and we've done that to him once before. We've done that to a couple guys, and we did it to Dupe, and he's back here now. So we keep striving for the perfect situation depending on what we need today. And today we're a little short in the bullpen because we played the extra innings, and we had to make a move, and it just made the most sense to make it with Taylor at this point in time. So what happens in another couple days to fill a spot, we haven't determined yet, but we feel like we have some good options.
If Duplantier doesn't get used today or tomorrow, is he an option for Sunday?
It would be hard to say. I don't want to make any commitment to anything, We want to make sure that he is available today and tomorrow, and he's here to give us a little bit of coverage, but would certainly be in strong consideration if he's not used to fill that spot.
All right, and then you face the Atlanta Braves tonight, and you get Mike Soroka again. You saw his first start of the season. We were just talking about command control, right? Yeah. He has command.
Yeah.
Very good command. What's the key to attacking somebody who has stuff and command?
Yeah, he's going to be a big challenge for us. You just have to really be disciplined and stay in your hitting lane. And you know, now it's called tunneling, but I know that these guys are going to be looking for certain pitches. And when you get it, you really can't miss it because he's going to dot up some pitches. He's going to be very, very good on the edges. He's going to change speeds front to back and side to side. It's going to be a big challenge for us. But I think our team is very equipped to zone up one pitch and not miss it.
No Ketel Marte in the lineup tonight, just a day?
Yeah, it's a day off. You know, as I've been saying for now, it's probably been 6 days, 5 days since we played in Colorado and came out of Colorado. I wanted to give days off. I was hunting for one for him. I just could not find the spot for it in Tampa. This just made the most sense after the plane trip cross country, after the long road trip, coming out of Colorado. It was good to give him a day off.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello. Coming up at 6 o'clock Arizona time will be the BP show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and on the D-backs network. You can catch it on dbacks.com as well, as the D-backs get ready to open up a huge 10-game homestand with four against the Atlanta Braves. Weaver, Soroka, the pitching matchup. We will talk to you at 6 o'clock for the BP show on the Arizona Diamondbacks Radio Network. And thanks for joining us for a little extra BP.